Scored, you know, 1-0 there. It was a cracking match in Cameroon.
I mean, Jordan and their supporters can take heart as well from what Qatar achieved.
You know, they scored a brace yesterday with New Zealand.
Alexander Schlager missed the 2024 European Championships because of injury. He starts tonight in a team that coach Ralf Rangnick says he selected 4 days ago. Captain David Alaba makes his 114th appearance for Austria. Marcel Sabitzer his 99th. But Austria's most capped player and highest goalscorer, Marko Arnautović, is among the substitutes. Sascha Kalajdzic leads Austria's attack. Yazid Abuleya started all 16 of Jordan's qualifying fixtures, keeping 6 clean sheets. At the other end, Ali Olwan was Jordan's top scorer in qualifying with 9 goals. He was also top scorer at the FIFA Arab Cup last December with 6. Abuleya and captain Essen Haddad are the only players in this team who play their club football in Jordan. Haddad only returned to action in April after a year out with an Achilles injury. Austria get us underway then in the second match of the day in Group J. Austria in the red shirts and black shorts, kicking from left to right in this opening half. Jordan in the all-white. And they come into their very first FIFA World Cup fixture, having not won in their last 5 internationals coming into this tournament.
We'll have them absolutely all over Jordan as and when they surrender the ball.
Philip Lienhardt with the long throw. Goalkeeper thought about coming for it and just got there in the end. And now a chance, maybe it's 2 against 1. Al-Muhtari, if he can work it across to the far side, there might be hope for Jordan here. Austria back in numbers though. A little touch on. Will it fall to space on the far side? It does, but it's into the side netting from Haddad. Olwan going head to head and arm to arm there with Stefan Posch. No problems for Schlager. Goes for the shot. Well tipped over.
Impressive save, isn't it? Schlager, slight adjustment to his left hand side.
Kalajdzic with a little touch forward towards goal. As he was found, Itza makes the run ahead. Schmidt. Schmidt with the shot! And Romano Schmidt has put Austria in front with a terrific strike from distance.
And then, as and when a gap appears, and it's only a small gap, Romano Schmidt just takes his time. It's a great first touch, sets it really wide. Abuleya, only a spectator. There's a cliche about having 2 goalkeepers in the goal that would have been able to save that. And that absolutely fits. Gets a round of applause from the coach. The master plan thus far.
Offering the option of a short corner, which is taken up. The flick towards goal, it's off the bar. Adam. Nice touchdown. Olwan. It's Olwan. Away by Schlager, the rebound is blocked from Altamari. Going to get away from Nveni, and he's done so as well. The turn in the penalty area. Oh, it's a lovely run here. But the shot couldn't match the build-up. It's almost certainly herald the half-time whistle, which is blown by our referee. A thrilling first half. Jordan responded well, but at the break, it is Austria 1, Jordan 0. Jordan get the second half started. They're in all white, kicking from left to right. Austria having made that change. Marko Arnautović, their record appearance holder, their highest goal scorer.
But one that you can really rely on to cause a bit of damage.
Olwan. Olwan off the post and in! And Jordan a level! Ali Olwan! top scorer in qualifying, top scorer at last year's FIFA Arab Cup.
Cup has been resolutely answered, hasn't it? Ali Holwan cutting in on his right foot, searching away from Schlager. The question mark of the Austrian goalkeeper is, can you get anywhere near that? The answer quite simply is, absolutely not.
Holwan, bit of space on this near side, Haddad. Well, the low ball into the middle perhaps didn't go as quickly as it should have done. It seemed to...
capable of.
Zabica. Plenty in the middle, it was just above. And now Tovic and Posh with the shot. Couldn't keep it down. King the replacement. Curling in towards the goalkeeper. He didn't really get a firm enough punch on it. And it's been turned in. Marko Arnautović for Austria.
The referee to ask the question of whether there is a foul on the goalkeeper. We saw one a minute ago with Arnautović up against Abu Leila. That isn't a foul. El Arab's the man that's closest to him as he comes out to try and punch the ball. Kevin Danso gets nothing on it. After that, it's a bit of a free-for-all. I can't see a handball either in there for Marko Arnautović.
It's the decision. The referee's coming across to have a look at the pitchside monitor. The goal then is under review for a possible handball.
A handball attempt that's enabled the chance for Marko Arnautović to hit the back of the net.
Yes.
Attacker number five from Austria handled the ball before the goal. Final decision, foul.
Zabica will take. It's in. And this time it will count from Marko Arnautović. Jordan again undone from a set piece. Here it is again.
It's just a bit of a mess, isn't it, from Jordan's point of view. Al Arab, who's done so many, many good things defensively. Comes off his back, not even his head, does it?
Here he is again, and he's taken over the captain's armband as well. It's a teasing ball in, which Schlager will gather at the second attempt. His part there. Vanna. Arnautović. It's Marko Arnautović, denied by Abu Leila. And had that gone in, it may very well have signalled the end of Jordan's hopes. There from Aziezar. And it's only just wide, the resulting shot. Kumeka. Arnautović. Vima. Arnautović. Inadvertently touched a cross goal by the defender. It's out for a corner. Now, there is a check for a possible penalty, a potential handball in the penalty area.
He could be in trouble here.
Defender number 17, handle the ball. Final decision, penalty.
There you can see where he's put them before. Arnautović makes it 3-1. It's victory for Austria. In their opening Group J match, it's defeat for Jordan in their first...
quality that they'll be up against, Jordan. The last sways of this game, they've been toe-to-toe with Austria, but that quality has just told.
And that is it, is it? Yes, it is. We hardly had time to restart. Has finished Austria 3, Jordan 1. The final.